This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. One of the country's largest car insurance companies says it wants to ride along, at least virtually, with some motorists in Minnesota. Ohio-based Progressive Insurance plans to analyze drivers' habits with a device attached to their customers' cars. Progressive officials say more data mean lower rates for safe drivers, but privacy advocates are concerned about what the company might do with the information. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports.
Insurance has always been about evaluating risk and putting a price on it. Insurance companies typically assess a driver's risk by asking general questions about their driving habits, like how far do you drive each day, and do you have any speeding tickets? Jim Haas is the Minnesota Auto Insurance Manager for Progressive Insurance. He says insurers, like Progressive, are crunching numbers to set premiums.
Sort of makes sense. If you're on the road, there's some chance of an accident. If you're on the road less, there's less chance of an accident. And we've seen that in the numbers.
Progressive hopes to get more detailed numbers on their customers by attaching a device to their cars. Haas says it will monitor when and how fast a car is driven. It does not track the exact location of a car. Rental car companies have installed GPS systems in some cars, and car manufacturers have installed devices that monitor speed and braking patterns before an accident. But Jim Haas says this is the first time an insurance company has tried to track customer driving data.
Maybe you are a 17-year-old who's already had two accidents. However, maybe the data on the device can show that that's true, but these other behaviors that aren't captured normally demonstrate that there are something that make you safer than the average 17-year-old.
Progressive will offer discounts of up to 25% for those safe drivers. Every customer who enrolls in the program will get at least a 5% rate cut. Adam Gordon thinks he'd benefit from such a plan. The 40-year-old St. Paul resident intends to enroll in the small pilot project. In fact, he participated in a program a few months ago to see if the device would actually work.
You can see it's like a serial port on a regular computer. You know, the tines will go into that. And
digging under the dashboard of his 2000 Acura Integra, Gordon points to the computer port on the passenger side of his car. Progressive officials sent Gordon a device about the size of a deck of cards that he plugged into the port. After a month, Gordon removed the device and hooked it up to his home computer. He could then choose to share the information with Progressive. Gordon says he's willing to share the data if it saves him money.
20 years, I've never had an accident. I've never had a speeding ticket or anything like that, and yet my rates just keep going up. And now I actually have a way of differentiating myself from that huge pool of drivers.
Progressive officials say they won't share a driver's personal data with any outside group. But Chuck Samuelson, with the Minnesota Civil Liberties Union, worries that a driver's personal information will get into the wrong hands. He says police, attorneys, and marketing companies would all be interested in gaining access to it. He says Progressive can choose to share or sell the information at a later date.
The big problem is not one company offering this to some people. The bigger problem is that it will become industry-wide. All the insurance companies will do it, and the police will then want that information. All of a sudden, you're going to be, in essence, spying on yourself.
An official with the American Insurance Association says its members are watching this pilot project closely to see if the public does raise privacy concerns. Progressive officials predict that the new system of collecting data could lower insurance costs for everyone because customers with the devices in their cars are likely to become safer drivers. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.